quarter past seven. Happy Friday. Hasn't been the cheeriest of weeks, I think we can all admit. I was just thinking this week, I feel, has seemed very, very long, and maybe it is because the news cycle has been pretty brutal. But here to run us through what's been happening over the last week, Jeff Field is in with the weekly wrap. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. You're right. Of course, 2 weeks ago, on this day, we had the New Zealand massacre.
We did too. Oh,
gosh. So it's been a very, very trying few weeks. But let's go back to Monday.
All the way back
to Monday. Now, hot on the heels of the weekend's re-election, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian was supremely confident she would lead a majority government for the next term of Parliament. Meanwhile, Labor leader Michael Daly insisted he would stay on as Labor leader. That was Monday.
What?
Western Australians were being urged to take extreme care until the weakening of Cyclone Veronica. The Category 3 storm brought very destructive gusts at more than 200 kilometres per hour as it tracked along the coast between Karratha and Port Hedland. Also on Monday, that cruise ship that got into trouble off the Norwegian coast arrived safely at the port of Molde after the dramatic rescue of hundreds of people. Now, that's one cruise that I would have hated to be on. I don't know if you saw footage of actual lounges and plants going from one end of the ship to the other.
I did. It was terrifying.
And if you suffer from motion sickness, that would be the ultimate nightmare.
So,
that was Monday. Tuesday, New South Wales' first female Liberal Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, secured a majority government. She went to the governor and was sworn in. Then Michael Daly, after saying the day before that he was going to stay on as Labor leader, decided not to.
Oh, who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, so he says he will continue to fight for the Labor Party in the backbench.
Righto, so sure, whatever you reckon.
Okay, here we go. I think this story pretty much dominated the airwaves this week. We came in on Tuesday morning to find the ABC was going to screen a broadcast on called How to Stage a Massacre. When I saw that, I thought, gee, that doesn't look good. Read a little more into it, and it was secret recordings of senior One Nation figures in America chatting with the NRA. If you're wondering what the NRA is, not the NRMA, as Pauline Hanson said yesterday. It is the National Rifle Association. This was an Al Jazeera production. It showed James Aspie and the party's Queensland leader, Steve Dixon, being filmed in a series of meetings with powerful pro-gun advocates in Washington, D.C. last September. Footage from inside the meetings broadcast showed them basically asking for money and how do we undermine Australia's gun restrictions. We'll be hearing more about that.
Yep.
The federal government embarked on drafting new laws that would make it illegal for social media companies to leave videos filmed by a terrorist on their sites. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said we need to prevent social media platforms being weaponized with terror content. That was supported by Bill Shorten and, of course, follows the Christchurch attacks, which I mentioned a short time ago. A man was attacked by a shark in the Wet Sundays. He's in a serious but stable condition still. The 25-year-old man was mauled on the thigh at Hardy Reef. And a Melbourne teenager who rose to fame for smashing an egg on ultra-conservative independent Queensland Senator Fraser Anning's head says the crack has united people. Conley, dubbed Egg Boy, was angered by Anning, who said Muslim immigration contributed to the 50 deaths in the Christchurch massacres. Now, normally I would not support people throwing eggs or, you know, doing anything physically against people, but I got to give him a leaf pass on that.
My favourite thing, completely ignoring Anning, my favourite thing I found out was apparently before this even happened, his nickname was already Egg Boy because at school he just ate so many hard-boiled eggs. That was already his nickname.
He used to eat hard-boiled eggs?
At school, he just had eggs. I think he said this when he was interviewed by The Project. He just ate so many hard-boiled eggs at school that they already knew him as Egg Boy, and now he's never getting rid of that nickname.
You want to guess how long before an egg company takes him up for an advertisement?
Oh, probably just after the joke's over.
Yeah.
Once the joke dies, that's when we're going to see him in ads.
Well, you learn something new every day. I had no idea. Wednesday. Political leaders across the board have been swift to condemn One Nation over the stunning revelations that they attempted to get millions of dollars of funding from the powerful US gun lobby, the NRA. One Nation's efforts to solicit money from the association and their plans to water down Australia's gun laws were exposed on the television the night before. Pauline Hanson was very sought after that day. She's normally very available to the press. She's on every breakfast TV show, but she was unavailable because she said she was very sick because she was bitten by a tick.
I was talking to my dad. I haven't Googled this to confirm, but he said he was reading that she was saying that she'd come down with some sort of tick-related illness. I don't remember exactly which one it was. But the one that she'd cited is only found in America. It's not actually found in Australia.
Yeah, look, I don't wish anyone ill, but for a woman that just loves the camera and loves the microphone, what a coincidence that she wasn't available the day after.
It was very, very good timing, but...
Great timing.
Ticks are nasty.
Yeah, right. Also, Gladys Berejiklian said that she will be announcing her new cabinet soon. You'd have to say, no matter what side of politics you're on, it was a very good week for her. Not so good for the Labor Party. She says she intends taking more action on the environment. Sadly, WestConnex is still going ahead. Anyway, let's move on. Australia's lowest paid workers will be guaranteed a living wage under a federal Labor government. Bill Shorten says the living wage policy would directly benefit around 1.2 million Australians if his party wins the next election. I personally think that's a great initiative, especially in the gig economy, where there are so many people who have no job security, let alone sick leave, let alone holidays. And sadly, West Australian Premier Mark McGowan said looters were breaking into businesses after the cyclone. I just think that is terrible. I feel like after every major disaster we hear about this, I think that's the lowest of low. I hope they're caught.
I was about to say, that's awful but not new.
No. All right, let's go to yesterday. The story we love to chat about, have one guess. The story we've been talking about for 3 years?
I mean, I absolutely could have guessed it, but I did look down at your paper and I see the words Theresa May.
Writing that. Theresa May promised Tory MPs she would stand down if they back her EU withdrawal deal. This story just doesn't stop. Now we're hearing that there's going to be another vote today. We're hearing that this is part of a strategy of Theresa May to actually stay in power. So if you can work out what's going on, you're a better person than I am.
I don't think anyone understands Brexit. I don't think the people in charge of Brexit understand Brexit.
No. Pauline Hanson fronted the media yesterday, 17 minutes. She called it a press conference. I would challenge her on that. She got up and basically said that the media was baying for blood and it was fake news.
Oh, God, I hate that saying.
She said that it was a conspiracy amongst the Australian media to bring down her party, and says that the Al Jazeera report was done in conjunction with the ABC, who should be ashamed of themselves, and says everything, including her comments about the Port Arthur massacre, were re-edited. I'm just going to say, there are some things you can edit and some things you can't. She made statements, James Ashby made statements, and Steve Dixon made statements which repulsed me.
That's fair.
That's all I'm saying. Yep. All right, Harriet, this is a really sad story. Harriet Rann, the daughter of former New South Wales Premier Neville Rann, was arrested, allegedly being caught with drugs in her possession. Now, she's really been having a hard time, been in rehab. for ice addiction. She was jailed in 2014 when she was sentenced to 4 years for being an accessory to the fatal stabbing of a man at Redfern. Harriet Rann will front court next month. Are You OK? Launched their new mental health campaign targeting Indigenous Australians called Stronger Together, which focuses on finding strength in community. The campaign comes as rates of Australian and Torres Strait Islander youth suicide has dramatically increased, with 32 people taking their lives in 2019. Of course, you were talking about this earlier in the year.
That's horrific. I remember we were talking about it when it was, I think, five kids, basically, they were all under 18, had taken their lives in about 2 weeks. It was, just awful. And this one just breaks my heart. That's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. So we can only hope the initiative does some good. We have to try and remain positive. I know I say that for so many things, but let's hope there is some positive effect from this new campaign.
Absolutely. And I will just throw the lifeline number out there as well, 13, 11, 14, because no one wants to see any increase in that number at all. Lifeline's amazing.
Thank
Again,
you.
It's 13, 11, 14.
Also yesterday, Bill Shorten took to the Chinese social media platform WeChat to distance himself from damaging comments made by former New South Wales Labor Party leader Michael Daly. Mr. Shorten said he'd received a lot of questions about Mr. Daly and his young Asians with PhDs taking our jobs comments, and wanted to reassure his audience that Labor was committed to a multicultural Australia. And also, let's not forget Venezuela.
Yeah.
I think because we've had so many big stories dominating the news, a lot of other stories have been forgotten about. And Venezuela is still in a state of chaos where people are foraging through garbage bins to get food. Power is out to most of the country. And the world's sitting by and doing nothing. Same in Yemen. And let's also, another story I mentioned during the week, the Aged Care Royal Commission is underway. I haven't heard a single thing about it. I did mention some revelations on Monday, which shocked you.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that Royal Commission, because of all the other stories, has been like shoved down the list of priorities. So I think it's important the public Google, have a look to see what's happening, because, it's going to affect every single family in Australia.
It hasn't been a very cheery week.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Next week's going to be a happier week.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Tess.
Jeff Fields with the Weekly Wrap. Yes, we can only go up from here, I think, next week. We'll say it out loud. We'll speak it into existence. It's going to be a better one.